I study in God's Bible, as I study the Scriptures, and as I read them, I want to know something about the background that went behind it. I want to know why they said that, why it was written that way. Today, I want to share with you in two different places. First and Second Peter. We're not going to be really going in there, but just for one verse. But First and Second Peter and Acts chapter 16 through 22. If you're familiar with these, you know that Acts chapter 16 through 22 is about Paul and his travels. As he moves around from continent to continent and place to place, working with the churches and such. And you know what happens with him. He was stoned many times. He was almost killed and all of that situation. But the background is also very important. And as far as the books of 1st and 2nd Peter is concerned, the background from them is about the same way as Acts chapter 16 through 22. I'm going to read a verse in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Now, if you read through the book of 1 and 2 Peter, when you come to these verses, you're going to see that these two verses right here is the purpose why he wrote both of the books. It says so. In that verse, those first two verses of chapter 3 of 2 Peter, Peter says, "This is now, beloved, the second letter that I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and the Savior spoken by your apostles." What is the background between these two situations? Well, really, it's basically the same. During this time, and going back as far as really maybe 44 A.D., up through 69 and more, the churches were falling away. Now, that's not hadn't been long after Jesus was crucified and went back to heaven. So it didn't take very long for the congregations to become falling away. The other thing is that doctrines were being questioned. The third chapter of Peter will tell you one of the things that they were talking about. That God, Jesus had said he was going to come back. He hasn't come back. So he must be a liar. At the same time, faith was waning in the churches. At the same time, Judeans were knocking at the door constantly, talking about coming back to the old law. At the same time, people were being persecuted for being Christians. That's the background between both of those sections of the Bible. Can you imagine living in a situation like that? Well, let me say something to you. I don't have to say this for you to not know what I'm talking about. We're living in a not the same kind of situation today, but in a time when the very situation that's taking place here could be the same very easily. Now, I'm not a sadist. I didn't come here today to bring sad things. But I want you to see a background of this. Our country is going downhill. I don't think I have to tell you that very much. There's a lot of things that are happening. Christians could, at any time, be persecuted. And in some ways, we're already being persecuted, if you think about it. Now, I don't think that our America today is exactly like this, but it made me stop and think and ask a question. What if, just what if, I had to live in a situation that is brought out in Acts 16:22 and in the two books of Peter? What would I need? How could I get through that? What do I need to know to get through it? Or just to live in it, may not even get through it, but just to live from day to day. What is it that I need to know? What is worse, the foundation? Well, you could, if that question I asked, you could say, oh, well, we need to do this and this and this and this. We need to get water at our houses and store it up. We need to store gasoline up at our house. We need to get food in our house. We need to do all these things. But what's the basis? What's the foundation, though, of us getting through something like that and living in some kind of a situation, which is in real reality right now? You know, if I can say that, I'm trying to scare you, but I am not making you look at something that's very important. Churches are falling away today. Doctrine has been guessed at. Everything that I just read a few moments ago, except possibly the physical persecution of Christians. We're not at that point. But it's just around the corner, maybe.
That's correct.
How can I, what do I need to know? What do you need to know? Well, I want to tell you, I have five things that I want to share with you. It doesn't have anything with physical things. It has to do with our souls and our actions and who we are. I think the first thing that we must have to have to get through something like that is a strong faith. A strong faith. I use the word trust. Trust in God. Those who died in the first century had faith. I know because I can read that. Chapter 11 of Hebrews. Just read that chapter. Did you know that as you read through that chapter, there probably, if you really put your heart into it, you probably would stop at the end with kind of a lump in your throat and some eye and some tears in your eyes. What they went through. But what does it say? By faith. By faith. By faith. Abraham did this. By faith. Noah did this. By faith. That's what we need. What we see today requires faith. Now, where do I get my faith? Now, by the way, I'm going to stop right there and say that the things that I'm going to say are not things that you've heard, haven't heard. In fact, at the end of it, you're going to say, I knew that. I knew all that he said. That's right. But did you hear what Peter said a while ago to the people that he was writing to? He says, I'm writing this letter to you to remind you. Now, why did he say that? Because we all forget. We need to be renewed. We need to be recharged. We need someone to say, hey, we need this. To get through what may be coming to us. Please, I'm not savage, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm saying It's been there before, it can again. Church has been accused and abused all through the country, I mean, all through the centuries. It can be done again. What can I have? What do I need to have to get through it? Faith in God. If you get chapter 13 of Hebrews, you see every one of those people had faith. When you get down to the end, you see that many of them sacrificed their lives. The Bible tells us how to have faith. You know the verse, don't you? Who'd like to tell me the verse I'm thinking about? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. What does it say? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. Now that brings up something else. We can read the Bible, but not necessarily get faith. We need to study the Bible to be strong. I believe one of the things that I would need to have, if I was going to go through something like I just talked about, I would want to have a strong faith in the book. I'd like to know the book, for if I didn't have the book, I could quote a lot of scripture to keep me strong. We need that. I think we need to study the Bible more as a congregation and as a church across the world. Churches of Christ need to know the book by studying it. You say, well, don't we do that? Well, I can tell you one thing. I don't think we're doing as much as we need to. You know why? Because so many churches are falling away. See? And they continue every day. It's unbelievable. Our young people are falling away. Just a week or so ago, I talked to a good friend, and he told me, he said, you know this certain person over there? Oh, yeah. I said, I know him real well. He's a member of the church and everything. He said, well, you know, he has two sons. And the oldest son was really strong in the church. I mean, he was really going. Thought he was going to go be a preacher and so on. He said, guess what? He's left the church. My mouth dropped. I said, you're kidding me. Well, he was doing so well. He was so smart in the Bible. He was even lead singing. He would preach up and get preached. So what happened to him? He said, I don't know, but he just left. You see, I'm saying there's cracks out there in people's lives that have taken away from the church. To have our faith. And it needs to be based on what we know and how we use the Bible. Number two, another thing that I think I would need, and if I'm not doing it now, I might not be doing it then. Or maybe I would be doing it then when I'm not doing it now. It's prayer. Prayer is one of the most wonderful things that we can have as God's people. I can talk to God. Romans 8 tells us the Holy Spirit allows us to do that. It's the link between us and God.
Amen.
God did that. He did that for us so that we could talk to Him, and He talks to us through the book. I don't think that anybody would ever get through a situation like this in the Bible here if they did not know how to pray and pray on. As a people, we need to pray more. I need to pray. You do. Number three. Something I think is important to me and would be if I get in a situation like that is to understand what I am spiritually. And you, having been baptized, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful thing. Look, all the things in the Bible. I've looked at this one and it's just something that it's just hard to get your hands around it in a way, because it's so wonderful. A Holy Spirit, a God that lives in me and lives in you. We're never alone. He's always there. He's not walking beside me. Somebody said, we can walk back. Okay, that's it. He can walk beside me, but he's in me. That's the important thing. My body is a body of, is a temple of the Holy Spirit. One of those wonderful things that I found out when I studied, as I studied, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says something very important. I want to show it to you. Let's read it if you want to. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 and 23. Let me read it. But the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit's in us, and the Spirit is going to give out fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, goodliness. Eight good things. But wait a minute. There's a ninth thing there. What's the ninth one? Self-control. I believe I was ever caught up in a situation, as we've seen and talked about, I would want to know that God has given me something that I can, that will help me get through this situation. And through the Holy Spirit, He's given me the opportunity to do the thing that is right. Self-control. I can control myself through the Spirit, that's within me. Somebody says, well, I've got a habit, I just can't get rid of it. If you're a Christian, you can. You certainly can. Because the Holy Spirit's there to help us. That's the third thing. The fourth thing that I want to just leave with you of what I think I need, I would have to have, is a clear thinking about everything. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Last thing I want to share with you is this. choice. We have a choice. Many people in the first century who were members of the church made a choice. They all made a choice if they came before the government. One choice was, Jesus is Lord. The other one is, no, I'll bow down to the emperor so I can live a little bit longer. We have a choice right now, and we would have a choice if something would happen in this country as we read about in the first century. We have a choice. I know that you knew these things. But the last question is, do we do? That's the question. Strong in the faith, strong in the Bible, strong in prayer, strong because we have the Spirit of God within us, strong because we have the choice to do what is right. I thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you. I realize that this is something that you do. I came into this knowing that you would know what I'm talking about. Bottom line is, do we really know the Word? We don't pray, we don't pray. If we don't know the Bible, we need to know the Bible. If we really have keep knowing what we are as God's people, and we need to be strong in all of those. Thank you very much. You have a sign?
632. About to stand.
The song of delight is singing so bright.